going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here, live on our FTN YouTube page. Chris Meany here, hanging out with you. Appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out. My apologies. Really was hoping for this video Friday live. Some stuff came up in my life, but I wanted to share some of my favorite picks and some of my favorite props with you guys as well. Talk some starters. Sid, crazy week. Again, a lot of injuries. I really did think that Trey McBride would be good to go. I thought that we were trending in the right direction with Evan Engram. It looks like both of those guys are out. It does sound like David Njoku is going to return. So we'll talk some starter sits. But if you have any questions at all, at Chris Meany, you're hanging out live on the, or you're hanging out with us on the YouTube page, you can leave the comment in the comment section. I'll circle back before kickoff. Rankings are updated over at FTNFantasy.com. FTN Show will save you a little bit of cash if you were looking for a package. All the picks, all the props across all sports, Discord, October, it's all happening, including the NHL, college basketball around the corner, NBA, postseason baseball. This is the best time. This is the best time of the year. Okay, there was another, yeah, so there's a lot of running back injuries too. So hang on, and I'll get to some starter sit stuff and rank some of the guys that I think you guys will be asking about. Let's start here. First, giving some love to Boom. Boom Fantasy. Check them out. Download the app. Use promo code FTN. You save yourself a little bit of cash and a deposit match there for you as well. And, you know, we've been cooking with these bets. And, you know, we'll hold ourselves accountable when the picks are bad. And we'll evaluate when they're bad. We're not going to sit here and pat ourselves on the back all day. But listen, we are 7 for 8. Week 5, we are 7 for 8 for these Boom Fantasy picks. You can use them outside of Boom Fantasy. Encourage you to sign up, download the app, and use promo code FTN. But let's give some love off the hop tier, off the hop here to my guy Quan. And this is what we are feeling for Week 5.
All right, so Boom. Last week, I could tell you about all the stats and the tools and the data at FTN Fantasy, or we could just pick and spin and win. With Boom Fantasy's pick and spin, you pick two players, spin the wheel, and win. Download the Boom Fantasy app for Android and iOS. And tune in to Mean Streets each week to see if I pick and spin and win.
All right, another decent day there. As you saw, last week we had Aaron Jones over rushing yards, and we had Deontay Johnson over receiving yards. Aaron Jones was at 57.5. He ended up with 93 rushing yards. Deontay Johnson over 60.5 receiving yards. He ended up with 83. So this week we are going with Jaden Reed of the Green Bay Packers. As you saw there, we're going to give a lot of love to Jaden Reed and Jordan Love and Dontavian Wicks here today on this episode, and then DK Metcalf. So tying into some of the props that I like here for this weekend, some of the numbers have changed. This is partly my bad for, you know, coming at you Saturday. So I think I'm going to share a couple more picks with you guys. But also, you know, the perks of being subbed over at FTN, put these picks in right away. I'm seeing massive line movement on the two Packer wide receivers. I'll start here with Jaden Reed. Jaden Reed, and I, from a fantasy perspective, I wish I had more shares of this guy because I have him ranked as a top 10 wide receiver. I think I have him at 7 this week in the rankings. Two games with Jordan Love. He has 277 yards. He has 2 touchdowns. He's 4th among wide receivers in yards after the catch. So 60. I was waiting for this one to come out. I think I got it right away when it came out. I jumped all over it. I'm seeing now FanDuel is offering 71. The best number I'm seeing is at Bet365 currently, and that is -110. I would take anything. I would jump on that 67 still. I would jump on the 71 on FanDuel. I know, you know, it's moved up 11 yards in certain spots, but as I just mentioned, you know, yards after the catch, the rapport with Jordan Love, the 277 yards in 2 games, the 2 touchdowns. I think he's plus 100 now to score a touchdown. And, you know, he does lead the Packers in targets, catches, and yards. Romeo Dubs is suspended from the squad. He's not happy with his role with the team. Christian Watson cannot stay healthy. And the Rams have allowed a league-high 9.1 yards per attempt through the air. And from a fantasy perspective, they're among the leaders in allowing fantasy points to quarterbacks and allowing fantasy points to wide receivers so far this season. In fact, 37 fantasy points per game in a half-point setting to the wide receiver position. So we like Wicks, too. Wicks scored twice last week. He's in for an uptick in snaps with the loss of Watson and Dubs, as mentioned. The Rams have allowed the second most touchdowns to wide receivers. Keep that in mind. They rank 31st in pass DVOA over at FTN Fantasy. And, you know, Jordan Love said that Wicks is going to have a monster season. And I don't know if I believed him on monster season, but Wicks and Dubs are my favorite Packers to draft. I thought Reed was going to touch early and Watson I wasn't falling for this season. Like I said, I wish I had more shares of Reed, but Wicks is in for, I think he could be in for a season here because he's a great route runner. He's also good after the catch. I'm a fan. I have him ranked as a top 25 wide receiver this week. And I like Jordan Love as a top five quarterback, as I mentioned with the Rams. So among leaders in allowing fantasy points to quarterbacks and wide receivers, just talked about the 9.1 yards per attempt. So again, Wicks here, 44.5 receiving yards, man. How about some movement on this one? FanDuel at 57.5. So a 13 yard jump. I'd still take it. Again, a shout out to Bet365, the lowest number I'm seeing at 51.5 minus 110. I would jump on that one as well. This is a guy that I think will live in the mid-60s, could flirt with 70. I think that certainly they'll use Josh Jacobs and they could run, but the offense should run through both of these guys and Tucker Kraft as well, who I have as a top 10 tight end this week. So use the prop shop. It'll save you a lot of time, save you a lot of cash. I know I feel like... feel like a douche coming in here and giving you Wicks 44.5 and there's 57.5 and then Jaden Reed 60 and there's 71.5. But again, you know, when you're with us at FTM Fantasy, you get the best possible number. And, you know, obviously we jumped on that pretty early. We feel pretty good about, you know, the line movement. But like I said, I would still take Wicks. I'm still fine with Wicks over 57.5, honestly, but the 51 over at Bet365 and for Jaden Reed, anything, you know, 74, 75, I'm happy with. DK Metcalf, 65.5 receiving yards. You know, I had the quiet week one up against Patrick Surtain. He's got the best possible matchup using our wide receiver cornerback matchup tool over to FTM Fantasy. Again, FTN show, save yourself a little bit of discount, get all the tools, projections, Discord, all the sports, and they're all happening. Deontay Banks is who he's up against. He's in the top 10 in yards allowed per route run covered. Metcalf, three games in a row, hitting the century mark, 100-plus yards. Geno's not going to have to toss the football as much as he did last week. He is leading the NFL in yards, passing yards, and passing attempts. But, you know, there's no Malik Nabers on the other side. They're 7-point favorites at home. Kenneth Walker coming off a big 3-touchdown game. They'll probably lean on Walker, maybe see a little Zach Charbonnet. But DK should still eat. Love Ryan Grubb. Love what's going on there. In Seattle, some creativity inside the offense, right? Guys are in motion, JSN running some fun routes, and he told us that in the offseason that, you know, it'd be different this year. Ask DJ more about Shane Waldron. JSN probably has something to say about that as well. Anyways, Metcalf just takes a couple catches in for a massive, massive season, I believe, in this offense, taking over 65.5 receiving yards against the Giants. Nico Collins, it's a tough matchup. You look at the Bills, they're among, you know, the leaders in eliminating fantasy points to the wide receiver position. You know, slot wide receivers have really eaten them up so far this year. I do like Stephon Diggs, regardless of the revenge. I like Stephon Diggs. But Nico Collins leads the NFL in receiving yards, 117, 135, 86, 151. He's got at least 10 targets in three straight games. He's got 35 targets the last three games. Even Tank Dell coming back, don't care. Like, Nico's the guy. He led the NFL in yards per route run. He's a top 10 wide receiver easily the rest of the season. I have him ranked at wide receiver 2 this week. And I, you know, splitting hairs, I wouldn't hate if he wanted to go 1 over CD. You know, CD against Pittsburgh, Joey Porter Jr., Justin Jefferson against Sauce. So anyways, I like Nico here. I'm going to take this all year. Took it last week. We'll take this all year at 78. George Pickens, 53.5. I think we've given this, I think, every week too, at least the past couple. Feel like this is just too low of a number. Led the NFL in yards per catch last season. Justin Fields is really only throwing to one guy. It's George Pickens, a little bit of Pat Freiermuth there. He's cleared in 3 of 4. The one game he didn't, it was up against Patrick Surtain. Again, we keep talking about Surtain here on Mean Streets. He's a bad man. But he did have a couple catches called back, and one was like a 51-yarder nullified. So he even kind of a bad beat there. But Pickens led the NFL in yards per catch, as I mentioned last year. So I'm jumping on this one, 53.5. And DeMarcus Lawrence is out for the Cowboys. Micah Parsons is out. You know, Trayvon Diggs likes to jump routes. It's kind of like hit or miss. So, and it's just so explosive. Amari Cooper over 49.5 receiving yards. And Amari's been, you know, he's certainly been struggling. last week was a bad beat. I think we gave it on this show. We gave one of the other yards or touchdown, maybe both. I know we've gone to him a couple times in touchdowns. We had him a couple weeks ago and he scored two touchdowns. He's got a healthy 37 targets, which ranks ninth at the wide receiver position. And he's just a guy that I would take every time in this spot. He struggled with drops. He had like an 80-yard touchdown, which was taken back last week. It was a BS holding call. So I feel like he's been a little bit unlucky. The drops are on him, but we're getting a good number because of what's happened recently. The volume is what matters here. I think he's a good buy low candidate as well. 37 targets, again, is a very, very healthy number, even with Njoku coming back. And when Nick Chubb comes back, this offense should be better. I think they're the only team in the NFL haven't scored 20 points yet. I mean, Watson, yikes. But Washington has allowed the most yards to wide receivers. So he's going to turn this thing around. Buy where you can if you have him, hold and play him this week. Trey Tucker is kind of like my long shot bet. I don't even think it's a long shot bet. I mean, there's no Davante Adams. This guy's done in Vegas. He's not going to play any more games, any more snaps with the Raiders. And Jacoby Myers, although certainly should be owned, and you know, I'm seeing him ranked aggressively this week, and I don't really agree with it. We just talked about Patrick Surtain. So Trey Tucker should avoid Surtain. The secondary is still good in Dallas, or in Denver rather, but 15 targets in the last two games, 12 catches. He's got nearly 150 yards, 96 and 41. He's got a touchdown over that span. He's actually got a touchdown in each of his last two games. One came on the ground. So he is a guy that should be rostered. And moving forward, I will like Jacoby Myers. Jake does slightly like Trey Tucker. Shout out to Celie and the FTM Fantasy Show on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, 1 to 3 Eastern, Monday to Friday. Tucker should avoid the top corners. You know, you got Pittsburgh coming up, so I'll like him a little bit more next week against Jacoby Myers. But both of these guys should be rostered, and Trey Tucker's owned in 18% of leagues. It's just too low there. So those are the props. A couple others that I like, just because I feel like I did you guys dirty with the yardage movement. I'm going back to Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy. And if you guys are subs with us, you know we jumped on the live bets with both of these guys when Rashi Rice went down, and we hit both of them. And I think Kelce was 6.5 catches. Now he's 5.5 grabs. Xavier Worthy, 40.5. That may have jumped. I don't know the live number. It can't be 50 or anything like that, but I still would take anything over 50. And then we get into some touchdown props here. DK Metcalf plus 140. Talked about him earlier in the spot. Stephon Diggs plus 175. Sure, it's fun with the revenge, but in the slot, no Khalil Shakir this week as well. I do like the Texans to win at home. Stephon Diggs plus 175, just a good number, and in the slot. Brian Thomas Jr., all this guy does is score. He's got two touchdowns this week. I think that the Colts and the Jags game is going to be a lot of fun. From a fantasy perspective, I would start Josh Downs, Michael Pittman with Joe Flacco there, under center. Josh Downs plus 320 for an anytime touchdown. I think that's really good odds for Josh Downs. And, you know, for last week, 9 targets, 8 catches, 82 yards, a touchdown. Most of that came with Flacco. Anthony Richardson started off pretty good. He hit Pittman a couple times, but you can feel a lot better about both of these guys with Joe Flacco under center and what he did last year with Cleveland. I think Shane Steichen may change his offense just a little bit, especially with Jonathan Taylor out, maybe a little bit more pass happy. And the Jags have coughed it up in the secondary, and the Colts have as well. But Brian Thomas Jr. led the nation in touchdowns last year, playing with LSU, already a couple this week. Again, a couple this season. Doesn't sound like Evan Ingram's going to play. Gabe Davis is on the field just blocking. Kirk is interesting this week. Try to play him as like a flex play, low end wide receiver 3. But I do have Thomas ahead of Kirk in my rankings because I just think there's a higher ceiling there. Talked about Wicks and the two touchdowns last week in the matchup. Garrett Wilson, like, let's just jump on this. Plus 195, right? All the talk about Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson last week kind of get shut down. He's played against some tough corners. The Vikings lead the NFL in sacks, lead the NFL in interceptions. With all of that said, like, there's value because of that. And it's just too good for me. Anyways, I feel like it's just too good to pass up. So I'm going to jump on this. And I also like his receiving yard number. We may not get a lower number all year. I think off the top of my head, it's like 51, 52. So I'm going to jump on him as well. You know, as good as the Vikings have been, they do lead the NFL in allowing receiving yards to wide receivers. So just keep that in mind. Garrett Wilson plus 195. Amari Cooper plus 230. Talked about him as well. Terry McLaurin plus 180. I actually think it's a decent matchup despite going up against the Browns. Plus 180. He leads the NFL in air yard share. And I mean, listen, they got 23 scoring drives, Washington, and I think they have 18, 19 incompletions. Jaden Daniels, my goodness. Jake Ferguson, plus 280. I actually had Romeo Doubs in here originally. I swapped to Jake Ferguson, led all tight ends in the NFL last year in end zone targets. And, you know, Porter should be on CD. They can't run the football in Dallas. Jake Ferguson, plus 280. And then I mentioned Josh Downs there. Roll through some starter sit here before we get out of here. Justin Fields and Geno Smith. Mentioned Geno Smith. He won't pass as much, but he does lead the NFL in passing yards and passing attempts and among the leaders in completion percentage. He's in for a good year, and so is JSN and Tyler Lockett. Hang on to him. I saw most drop. He could be a flex play. He got teams on bye. Injuries are happening. So, you know, obviously DK. But Geno, you can get by as a top 10 quarterback. Justin Fields, he's got, 50 fantasy points in the last two games. He's running again. Dallas has struggled defensively. They've given it up. Justin Fields, we know he has top 5 upside at the position, given the rushing floor. Kareem Hunt returned last week, right? Carson Steele fumbled, took a seat on the bench. I think he had 14, 15 carries. He had 3 of the 4 RB targets. I have him ranked as a top 20 back. I think that Carson Steele will continue to take a back seat. The one thing here, Samaje Perine did steal a goal line touch, but I like Kareem Hunt. It turns out, you got him on the cheap, he may be something for you. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire is returning this week, so we'll see how that backfield does shape out. DeAndre Swift, last week, a monster game from him. I think it was more about the matchup, but listen, they paid him to be the guy. I saw a little bit of Khalil Herbert early on in the season. You know, Roschon Johnson was getting a little buzz. I'd still hang on to him just in case it doesn't work for Swift. But again, they paid him 16 for 93 and a touchdown. He caught all 7 of his targets. That's what he does best. He catches balls out of the backfield. Didn't do it last year in Philadelphia. 16 grabs over the last three games 16 targets over the last three games. He's got 13 catches over the last three games as well. So good spot. Carolina, second most fantasy points to running backs. They've led the most rushing touchdowns since the start of last season, week one. Najee let you down last week, Najee Harris, but against Dallas, right, they can't stop the run, missing a couple key guys defensively. No Jalen Warren, no Cordarrelle Patterson. Fine going back to Najee. Has a low end RB2. Talked about Cooper, Brian Thomas, Tavian Wicks. Wandale Robinson's top 5 in targets and catches. I actually think it's bad that Malik Nabers isn't playing. You know, the starters have video on TikTok. Yes, we have them out there. Some of the same guys here, but less analysis. You know, a lot of pushback. Wandale, top 15. I moved him up a little bit. I originally had him at 35, thinking that Malik Nabers is going to play. I got him inside the top 30. I think he's a wide receiver 3. A little bit of a boost in PPR leagues, as I mentioned, top 5 in catches and targets. But again, all the attention is going to be on him now, with no Malik Nabers. So the ceiling is capped, but he's got a decent floor, and especially in full point PPR leagues. Shout out to Darius Slayton in the deepest of deep leagues. If you're hurting, he could get a couple deep shots, and talked about Trey Tucker there. Sits Dak Prescott against Pittsburgh, right? I get it. It's all about context. You may be in a tough spot this week, but the Steelers in Pittsburgh, and something going on with the offense, a lot of garbage time stuff against the Ravens. I'm not completely sold on this offense. They can't run the football. I got Dak at 15. I play Trevor Lawrence ahead of him. I play Deshaun Watson. You see Patrick Mahomes on this board. I would play Mahomes over him. Baker was at 11. I got Burrow, Geno, Fields, Purdy, Love, all in my top 10. So again, it's all about context. I actually would, you know, if you want to go Joe Flacco over Dak, I got Flacco at 16. Don't hate it, right? Pass attempts, the game, more fantasy friendly, lots of points being scored. Devonta Chan or Patrick Mahomes, again, context. Dude hasn't hit 18 plus points yet in a game. 14 more quarterbacks have more fantasy points than him this season. I'm concerned. Last year, who's quarterback 13 in fantasy points per game? Rashee Rice on the IR. I think he's going to be lost for the season. I think the Chiefs are trying to kind of get out of a suspension this year. But, you know, no Hollywood, no explosiveness. He's like bottom 2 or 3 in average depth of target. So I'm concerned, right? Now Pacheco is gone. You could probably trade him on name value alone. We've been talking about moving him if you had Jaden Daniels. Anyways, Devonta Chan, with all of the running back injuries, I could get behind Devonta Chan now, but overall, like, this is a guy who has struggled on the ground. I think Miami is 15 points over the last couple of games, and it does sound like Raheem Mostert is going to return. And for a Chan, 11 for 30, 10 for 15, it's not really what you signed up for. And the Dolphins, 3 points against Seattle, 12 against Tennessee, go into New England. This is why, you know, it's all about context, but Tyreek Hill, right? There's probably you may have fallen into Wandale Robinson, honestly. Like, if you can live with Tyreek balling out on your bench, go for it, by all means. I have him. I have to play him in certain spots, but there's a couple guys that would play over him. Josh Downs, Brian Thomas Jr., Dontavian Wicks, Michael Pittman, Ayuk, Pickens, Olave, of course, Diggs, Wilson. yeah, like these are guys, Jaden Reed, of course, and Josh Downs is ahead of him, as I mentioned. Even Flowers not getting any targets. Even T. Higgins in a tough spot. Xavier Worthy, right? Like Xavier Worthy, very boom or bust, but he's got a quarterback to toss him the football. I'm concerned at the moment. Buy low where you can if you're up at the top of your standings, because it does sound like Tua is going to return week 9. So keep that in mind. Rico Dowdle is trending up, and I do believe he's going to overtake this offense. But the Steelers, they don't give up anything on the ground. I'm still not sold on the run game. So, you know, again, it is all about context. For example, some of these guys that have fallen into larger workloads, Sermon, this is the order of my ranking. Swift, Foreman, actually, sorry, Connor, even the tough matchup, Connor, don't care. Connor, Swift, Ford, Hunt, Achan. And then Sermon, Gibson, Madison with White out, Tracy Jr. with Singletary out, then Rico. You know, Stevenson's down. I think he's a buy low candidate. He's down, right? When coaches start talking about fumbling and now Gibson's going to start, he's down a bit. Chase Brown, Braylon Allen, Justice Hill, Akers, don't care. You know, backfield his, don't care too much. He needs a touchdown. I think I would just go with, you know, Justice Hill. Like, if you wanted to go Akers over Braylon Allen, you can maybe go him over Stevens if you want, but you really need a touchdown. I like Eckler still. Eckler ahead of Stevenson, ahead of Chase Brown for me, just by a touch. But yeah, Sermon, Gibson, Madison, Tracy Jr., Rico. So you could have to start him. He probably needs a touchdown, but he is overtaking the backfield. I think maybe at some point you need to see Dalvin Cook. Jalen Waddle, definitely, you know, Keenan Allen. Jordan Addison, I could see you needing to start him with some of the issues in Tank Dell, right? Very boom or bust. Bills have been stingy, but I do believe he's the third option. Very, very boom or bust, I think. He was a fade for me heading into drafts. Juwan Jennings, I think he had his moment. He could be okay as a flex, but I'm waiting for Ayuk. I think it'll be better days for him and Debo. And then Jordan Addison, I know he's not going to see Sauce and maybe get some targets. He returned last week, but Sam Darnold's been great, leads the NFL in touchdowns, but the Jets don't give up a whole lot. You know, the fewest touchdowns, 5 touchdowns of wide receivers last year. One was Waddle, one was Hill. Just a couple so far this year. Third fewest, you know, yards to wideouts, and last year the fewest. So even DJ Reed still could corner too. So tough spot there. All right. Boom. There it is. We're out of here. Picks, props, any other questions, hit me up. MeanStreetsFTN@gmail.com. @ChrisMeany. You can leave the comment there in the YouTube section. Thanks, guys, for taking the time to hang out. Good luck with week 5. We'll be back on Friday to get ahead of everything. Have a good one. Cheers.